Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Two uncommon economic indicators to begin the program today. No, make that three. You got to check out the latest photo posted on our Uncommon Economic Indicators page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Warning, the expletive in this photo is not deleted. It's recession-themed graffiti, as the listener who put it up there called it, and it's at the base of the Holland Tunnel, and it says, "Where's my expletive bailout?" So we'll talk to Simon Johnson, the economist, later on in the hour about the proposed bailout of the shadow banking system. Why do they want to bail out the securitization of mortgages and credit card debt and all of that? That'll come up later this hour, as we signaled with Whispering Jack Smith singing in the note before the news. But two other uncommon economic indicators to begin the program today: immigrant housing and private school agonizing. And we'll do private school agonizing first. I know a sixth grade kid. I won't mention the private school, but it's like, it's not Horace Mann, but it's in that category. And this kid just got into Hunter, the very hard to get into public school for gifted kids. The parents are agonizing. My advice for almost any family who finds themselves in this position: don't agonize. Just go to Hunter. But maybe some of you disagree. Now, that kid is lucky, really, to have Hunter as an option. For many families, the choice is less clear-cut. Maybe your public school options are questionable. Maybe your private school is not even the best in the world. We have this news flash from the New York City Department of Education, from Joel Klein himself. It says, the deadline for parents to visit schools to apply for kindergarten has been extended to Friday, March 6th. Now, that might be because of the snow day, or maybe it's because they're realizing that there are a lot more agonizing parents out there who may actually want to join the public school system, even though they're in the middle class, or maybe the former middle class. But you should know this if this might affect you. The deadline for parents to visit schools to apply for kindergarten has been extended to Friday, March 6th. And as acceptance letters go out around New York to applicants to private school and to competitive public schools, laid-off parents or those in fear of being laid off are reevaluating the balance between the value of a private education and the sawed-off arm and leg that they have to pay in tuition, often $30,000 plus, at the elite independent schools if they want to send their kid to private school. Of course, there's always Catholic school, as we heard from Father Harrington of the Brooklyn Diocese on the show yesterday, where it's more like $3,000. But with those choices in mind, we open the phones now for anyone facing the private school, public school dilemma at whatever level: preschool, middle school, high school, even college. Call us at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or describe your agonizing in writing at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Now, we also want some of you who have already gone through this to help your fellow listeners agonize, public or private. What did you do? 212-433-WNYC. Our phones are open right now. 212-433-9692. At what age or grade level were you confronted most starkly with this choice, if this applied to you in the past? Pass on your advice to that family from Not Horace Mann considering Hunter, or to anyone else going through this for any grade. 212-433-9692. If you had it to do over again, would you make the same decision? If you had it to do over again in this economy, would you make the same decision? 212-433-9692. You know, we'll talk later about immigrants who pay more than half their income for housing. What percentage of your take-home pay have you paid for private school? And was it worth it? Serious question. This may help people decide. What percentage of your take-home pay have you paid for private school? And was it worth it? 212-433-WNYC. You've heard of being house poor? We want to hear from people who have ever been or who are considering whether to become tuition poor. What did you get for giving up the comforts or for going into debt? Can you get Pell Grants for preschool? No? Not even the really great preschools with Lego room conflict resolution based on the latest Montessori research? Well, call us if you're on either side of the agonizing. Agonizing right now between public and private for your child at any level, or having agonized in the past with experience to share with the new agonizers in this economy. 212-433-WNYC. Our lines are full, but post your agonizing or your advice for agonizers to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Kathy in Westchester, you're on the air. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Yes, I have two children in private school in Westchester, and it's costing us about $53,000 a year. My husband's job has basically... We're having money problems, having a hard time paying the mortgage, and we basically decided to pull them out. We're leaving them till the end of the year, but next year they won't be going back.
How much choice do you have where you live in public school?
Well, I mean, we live in a really nice area, so as far as the public school is concerned, it's really pretty good. But, you know, we've always wanted a private school education for our children. It's something that was really very, very important to us.
How come?
But now it's come down. Well, I went to public school. I didn't go to a very good public school. And I thought that I was ill-prepared for college, for university education. And I just didn't want that for my children.
And even with what you say are good public schools in your area, you still just didn't have the faith?
Well, no, I really didn't. And we financially, we were secure. We were able to do it. We could afford it. So we sent them to private school. We felt that it was a better option than even a good public school. We felt that the best school was better than a good school.
And so now you're going to have to get more involved, do you think?
I definitely am going to have to be more involved. We're thinking also about getting tutors in addition to sending them to public school.
Right.
I think that'll make a difference. But, you know, it really comes down to two choices. Either it's the roof over your head or it's keeping them in private school.
Kathy,
and it really just came down to that.
Kathy, good luck. Thanks for calling us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Madeline in Long Beach
is
agonizing. Right, Madeline?
Hi. Good morning. Yes.
You too.
I have a son that's going into high school next year, and we want him to go to Catholic school, but I've since lost my job, and we really want him to go. He got accepted. He's thrilled. It's a great school, and we just have to... see if we're going to go into debt or cut some costs.
Oh, now, as I was saying, Catholic school is not Horace Mann in the tuition department. What does it cost?
$8,000 a year.
Is it $8,000?
Yes.
Is it because it goes up as you go from...
It did. It doubled. He's been going to Catholic school since first grade, and we were paying about $3,000, $4,000 until now.
Yeah.
And now we're facing $8,000.
Right. So what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to continue sending him there and... see what, you know, what we face in the
future. How much is it the Catholic values, and how much is it the quality of the education, the rest of the education for you?
Really, I'd say 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
We're not strict Catholics, but we've grown up with it, and we don't want to give it up. It's been wonderful. I can't speak highly enough of it. And plus, the quality of education is really great. They get individualized attention, you know?
Madeline, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Sarah in Rego Park, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. Hi. I have three children in public schools. I've always been a great advocate of public schools. I think kids should all mix together in the United States, all ethnicities, all backgrounds, all economic levels. However, since No Child Left Behind and since Chancellor Klein started making changes in our schools, I've really been disappointed in what's happening to our public schools. And last year, one of my very best friends took her children out of public school and sent them to a Waldorf school on Long Island. And when I see what her children are getting compared to what my children are getting, I'm not going to take them out of public school, but I just wish that public school could be more laid back, not be based on standardized testing, not judge children as a number on a test. Speaking of which, my son is taking the math test today.
Today's the day. Today and tomorrow for my fifth grader, too.
I can't stand what's happened to our schools. And I have a 15-year-old, so I've witnessed the change. And my 15-year-old got a wonderful education without focusing on bubbles.
What did they get at the Waldorf? Now, when I think of Waldorf school, maybe this is my ignorance, I just think of preschool. Does Waldorf go... like all the way through 12?
I mean, my kids don't go there, but I am really good friends with her. It goes through 12th grade.
Uh-huh.
And they don't start reading.
Right,
there's a philosophy. They don't start reading until they're 7 years old. They spend a lot of time doing physical activity. They do a lot of time doing art. They spend a lot of time doing music. And they get to be kids. And, you know, according to her and her experience and what Waldorf says, is they do wonderfully when they get to high school. And they still have to take Regents exams and do all these things. They just give them time to develop as whole people instead of pushing them in kindergarten to read and write and calculate so that, God forbid, they don't get a bad score on the third grade test.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, a lot of education experts say you can tell now really by second grade, which is age 7, whether a kid is on track for college or is going
to
need...
But it's unfair. I have 3 kids. Everybody who has more than one child knows that each kid is different. And there are a lot of children, and I believe there are a lot of boys especially, but there are a lot of children who don't turn on for a little while. And it is so unfair to them to tell them at age 7, you're a failure. You know, in the future, you're going nowhere.
Right.
Because right now, you're not reading.
Right. And, of course, they'd say it's the opposite from that. It's not you're a failure. It's let's make sure we give this kid, who is a completely innocent in this at 7 years old, the attention that they need to make sure that they do learn to read and that they, you know, that they don't become a failure. But that's why there are different philosophies, and Waldorf does it the way Waldorf does it. Do the teachers go up the grade ladder with the kids at your friend's school?
They do. At my friend's school, they do.
Like all the way a teacher will follow a group from like K through 12?
No, I think at her school, and this is what I think, it's K through 8.
Wow.
Something like that.
What if the teacher stinks? I don't know if I like that part.
I know. I don't agree with all the things that she tells me. I just look at the things that my kids are missing. In order to spend so much time doing test prep, they don't do art. They don't even do social studies because that test doesn't really count yet. They don't have physical education. They don't have any of the things that make you a well-rounded person.
Sarah, thanks for your call. Good luck.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. We're taking calls from parents agonizing on the public-private school divide in the new economy, anywhere from preschool through college, or even grad school, I guess, and anybody who's been through it with advice for all the parents who are now agonizing. 212-433-WNYC, though all our lines are full. From our comments page, our local middle school here in Poughkeepsie is awful, writes Sophie, and we couldn't afford another year at one of the more expensive private schools in Poughkeepsie, so we are now homeschooling. There's yet another option. And by the way, another comment on the page says, housing prices in Manhattan went up 11% last year. Is New York City really in a recession? I heard that stat, too. I don't believe that stat, but I heard that stat. Ramona in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ramona.
Hi, good morning. I have a child that's in a private school right now in second grade, and I'm going to be pulling him out at the end of the year. But I really wanted to send him to the public school in my neighborhood, but the school was a third school, and it also had very limited after-school care. And as a single mother who works in the nonprofit world, I'm always running around, and child care after school is a very important thing for me. And so I decided to put him in the local private school, which is also suffering. I know that they have very limited enrollment right now. But at this point, with the nonprofit suffering also and just work being very hard, I'm going to have to end up putting him in the public school and figure out the rest.
Now, you said the private school is also suffering, but the public school that he was in was a SIR school, which means a school under registration review, means it's officially listed by the state as a failing school that's in danger of actually being closed. That's your local public school. When you said the private school was struggling too, sometimes private schools don't do that much better than public schools in the neighborhood in educating kids. Is that what you're finding, that they're struggling with the education, or are they just struggling financially?
No, they're struggling financially. They actually do a fairly good job in the education. What they lack is sort of diversity in activities. So they don't have a lot of outdoor, they don't have, you know, a playground, they don't have arts programs. They suffer in sort of those kinds of ways, and so field trips are extremely expensive. Parents have to bear the brunt of everything they do. The enrollment at this particular church school is very low, but I found it to be very safe. Everybody knows each other. I know that he's well taken care of after school. And frankly, as a single mother, that's probably one of the most important things for me, to know that he's safe and that, you know, I can call the school and I know they'll take care of stuff. And I can go there and they know me. The school, the public school that I went to, had three previous principals the year before. Going there was a hassle. I'm an advocate by trade, so, you know, I want to be involved. And it was just hostile and unfriendly. And I, you know, I understand, but I can't take that risk.
And do you have any choice other than that school under registration review in your neighborhood? Can't you complain to the district or to the board central and say, look, I'm not sending my kid to a school listed as failing. Get me out of here.
Right. I tried that. And believe me, I tried everything that I worked in Manhattan. I tried to get him in a school near my work.
Right.
It's extremely difficult if you don't have the time to be down there every day and basically advocate for at least a good month and a half. It's extremely hard to move them. I'd found that even though Chancellor Klein says that, you know, they're friendly and their services are providing, they're not. There's a lot of information out there, but to actually get them to move on something is extremely hard. And you have to know somebody in the school. You have to be on these lists. And for single parents who are working full time, that's almost impossible.
Ramona, thanks for calling us. Good luck.
Okay.
Joan hung up. Mark in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mark.
Hello, how are you?
Good, and you?
Thank God.
Thank God you're good.
I have two children, both in Jewish Orthodox schools. We are, by definition, modern Orthodox.
Uh-huh.
And basically, we are sacrificing everything. Retirement, 401k, we're cutting into. And the sad part is that the public school is just not an option for us. Our children have been raised in a particular way. And as I said, we're modern Orthodox. We're not Hasidic.
Yes.
And the mode of dress, the manners within the school, what we would call midos, the nature of the children is a completely different world. I actually went to the local high school because, as I said, it's costing us everything to keep our kids in Jewish day schools. And they looked at me as though I was from a different planet. It was a very hostile reaction because just the whole tone and the way the children dress and the music they listen to, it's not our world. The problem is the separation between church and state in this country. There's no such thing as Catholic Mass or Jewish geography. The secular subjects have to be supported by the state. I don't expect anybody to pay for my children to be taught Jewish subjects, but the secular subjects, they get no support from the state.
So did you recently hit harder economic times?
Yes. The company that I'd worked for 13 years closed just over 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
And since then, it's been part, you know, make do work as best we can.
Right. So the depth of your commitment to this education, because you feel it's right for your kids, as a modern Orthodox family, is that you're willing to go into debt for this if necessary?
Correctly. And because the public school, there should be, if you are truly a public school, it should not be offensive to you the way the children dress. There should be a dress code. It's the same with the Muslim kids. I'm very close to, you know, I've got some very close Muslim friends, and they don't like what the children bring home.
Right. I mean, other people might say, well, your kids can dress the way they dress and other kids can dress the way they dress. And that's what makes it public. It's a multiple.
And I have another friend who's actually in desperation. They tried homeschooling and didn't work. They sent their kids to a public school in Queens.
Yes.
And a kid walking around with a black hat on his head. You know how long the black hat lasted? It was set on fire on the second day.
I hear you. Mark, thank you very much. Thanks to all of you for your calls. And, wow, we can hear how much agonizing there really is going on out there right now. And we have an active comments page on this. You can keep posting your experiences, talk to each other, get some advice, ask questions. Go to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Okay, our second uncommon economic indicator coming up in a minute. It will be immigrant housing in the new economy. Stay with us. And then we'll have Simon Johnson The Economist, to talk about Ben Bernanke's latest plan to bail out not the banking system, but the shadow banking system, the securitization of mortgages, all of that. They're going to spend $1 trillion to bail that out, according to the Wall Street Journal today. Stay with us.